Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little heartland rock and roll there for you, Mr. John Mellencamp, one of my favorites. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Levitt is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, author of Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam, he's also, by the way, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com. I encourage you to check that out. Adam, thanks again for being here. So the big news at this very moment is coming out of Yahoo, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was announced last night that they found another breach. This one from August 2013. 1 billion, now think of that. That's Dr. Evil, pinky to the lips, B. 1 billion files were exposed. Names, email addresses, phone numbers.
Allegedly no financial stuff, but how would we know?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't necessarily know, although they've tried to segregate out their databases. But, for instance, people through their emails sent financial information.
Right.
Bingo. They're in there.
I don't do that. I don't. Folks, do not put your credit card information in an email.
No. Do not do that. Do not put your Social Security number in an email.
Right.
I don't care what they tell you. It's still inherently insecure. Even if you're secure, it doesn't necessarily mean the people to whom
you are sending
the information are secure.
So what are the implications for Yahoo? One of the problems is Verizon may back out of the deal of the acquisition, right?
Well, they were pretty rattled by the first 500 million person breach that was uncovered.
That was
in 2014.
About several months ago, maybe a year ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now they found this much bigger one.
Is this on top of that? Is this like 1.5 or is this just an extra 500?
Nobody's really sure if it's, you know, somebody won the lottery twice on this deal. All I can tell you is, though, that Verizon is probably sitting there going, because they do have a right to pull away based on...
Or at least negotiate a lower price, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you were shorting Yahoo, right?
No, I never discuss my financial activity.
Right.
But, you know, the whole thing here is that there is enough information in those files that you could launch a phishing attack to get even more information.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the fact it's a treasure trove, isn't it?
So here's my question, though, Adam. If this happened in 2013, the damage is already done, isn't it?
It's already done, but that doesn't mean with the disclosure of this, there couldn't be renewed damage. And that is people now receiving email making reference to this new Yahoo breach as if it's coming from Yahoo or someone.
It's the breach that keeps on giving, isn't it?
This never goes away. This is the breach.
So here's the two magic questions. Number one, how can a company like Yahoo allow themselves to be breached? Number two, how can it take them so long to find out?
Those are two excellent questions. Well, the first question, how can you allow yourself to be breached? Because as a company, now there have been reports that Yahoo wasn't so great when it came to security. They were more focused on bells and whistles and new products than security, which is a huge mistake.
And the stock and the share price.
Yeah. Now, the issue here is that let's assume for the moment they did everything right. All you need is one employee to click on the wrong link.
Yeah.
Get malware into your system or click on the wrong link and have a hacker assume the privileged access of that particular employee so the system, when it looks at that employee, thinks it's the legitimate person.
You mean one person like John Podesta? So you know that story, don't you?
Yep.
Can you tell him about how the email came to him that it was legitimate?
The email came to him. He sent it to one of his technology guys. The guy sent him a note back.
John Podesta, you know, he's the Clinton
chairman of the Clinton campaign.
And longtime Clinton henchman. Go ahead.
Right, and email comes to him, and it says that a password's been compromised. But click on this link, and you can reset your password. He sent it over to his IT department. The IT person, who was respected, sent a note back, and he meant to say, this is an illegitimate link.
Poison.
Go
don't
to the
touch.
Website directly. But it came out, you got to love autocorrect, this is a legitimate link. Mm-hmm. Just go to the link and then do what you need to do in order to change your password. And he did. And the rest is history.
He let them in, folks. It was a phishing. Can you imagine the guys on the other end? Because this wouldn't be like hacking Jim Blasting Game, where only a bot would know that they did that. Can you imagine the people on the other end seeing that they hacked into John Podesta's email, and they're throwing a party over there? They're having like a 2-day party. Can you imagine that?
Well, it was probably a 7-day party.
Probably so.
I mean, there was a treasure trove of information in there. Of course, I always tell people, look. When you send an email to anyone on anything, assume it's going to end up as skywriting.
Right.
So be really careful about what you say about anybody.
They're getting good. The fishers are getting good, aren't they, at making it sound like it's a real thing?
No, they're beyond good. I mean, you know, the old days you had logo issues, color issues, grammatical issues, spelling issues, no more.
Right.
Everything looks darn near perfect. There's a scam going around right now during the holidays. It's the Amazon scam. You get a notification.
Yeah.
I've gotten a bunch FedEx.
Of those.
Yeah. You say and it says there's a problem with your order. Now, a lot of people, the minute they see that, and they're doing all sorts of things online, buying all sorts, they go into a panic.
That's happened to me. I've pushed a button and bought something, and within 10 minutes, I get something back. There's a problem with your order. And it's just a coincidence, folks, but they know that if they send enough of these out, there'll be a lot of coincidences.
Absolutely. Folks, so.
Go ahead.
Quickly. Yeah, so you click on the link, it says Amazon, you think you're going to Amazon, the site that you see looks like Amazon,
mm-hmm.
It asks you to log into Amazon, you do, it may ask you one further step to give you some credit card information because they're trying to, you know, confirm your credit card.
Adam, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.